Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to this holy half hour here on 3TFM, your local radio station. I'm your host, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. I'm delighted that you can join us for the next 30 minutes. Tonight we have a very special programme indeed. We have four live guests in the studio. That's the most guests we've ever had on this programme. They're all local people and they work together as the local Christian Aid Committee, and they've quite a story to tell. Every second week in May is Christian Aid Week throughout Britain. Individuals and committees work very hard all year, in fact, to raise money to help the poor world. So let's meet our local committee to tell us more about it. But first, just to get us in the mood, here's Cliff Richard singing about two different worlds. And he sings, "Love is the answer, bringing two worlds into one." I'd like to introduce to you the local Christian Aid Committee. We have Mary Stewart, who's the chairperson, John Stewart, the treasurer, Roseanne McLean, and Graham Sutherland. So how about you guys just introducing yourself a wee bit so the listeners know who we're talking about?
Hello, I'm Mary Stewart. I'm the local organiser for Saulcoats Christian Aid Week, and I stay in Saulcoats, and I'm a member of New Trinity Church in Saulcoats.
I'm Roseanne McLean, and I'm from the North Parish Church, and I go to the committee meetings and try and help Mary Stewart and join as much as we possibly can.
Hello, I'm John Stewart. Again, I'm from Saulcoats. I'm a member of New Trinity. My normal involvement in with Christian Aid is a book stall in Duckhead Street on a Saturday, but I've been involved in this project, which we're going to talk about later.
I'm Graeme Sutherland, and along with my wife Liz, I help organise a collection for Christian Aid Week from St Cuthbert's, also live in Saulcoats.
Would you like to tell me just a wee interesting detail about your life? Something that would tickle us. What do you work at?
I teach music to children with special needs in a school in Greenock, which is a job that I really love.
Very good.
I'm retired and I don't do an awful lot. I do a lot of knitting and sewing. I'm also involved very much in the church. I'm a church elder. I also work with children for the swimming club. I've done that for the last 30 years. And I do the Girls' Brigade on a Monday night at the North Parish Church.
I used to teach in Garnock Academy and then in Adrosan Academy for a number of years. But now I'm a librarian in a college in Glasgow, the City of Glasgow College in Glasgow. And I'm involved with local tutoring for people with difficulties with English and in maths and arithmetic and so on.
I work down in Prestwick on aircraft engines and previously a scout leader, and I know Roseanne very well from swimming with the kids for many years.
You mean Shackley taught you to swim?
Just about.
And the kids. Yeah, but it shows around the table we've got many and varied talents. And people will be interested just who are the people who get involved in this sort of thing. And the other question folk would like to know, I'm sure, is why did you get involved in this sort of thing? Why do you spend your winter nights planning the activities to do with Christian Aid?
I think it's something once you start to get involved that you feel that you're doing something really worthwhile and you feel it's been worth all the effort.
I think it is very worthwhile. I've given it up after the 5-6 years that I've been doing it, but I certainly will still go to help with the door-to-door collection. I'm not afraid of that, but I just felt that enough was enough just now. But I thoroughly enjoy doing what I did, and I think I did it quite well.
I think being involved in Christian Aid is an opportunity to work for something larger than just an involvement with the local church. I mean, I was session clerk and treasurer for a number of years in the church, and this is an opportunity to do something which is more effect out with the local community. And it just seems a very worthwhile thing to do.
I think you've got a chance to have an effect worldwide rather than just your own doorstep. Mm-hmm.
Would you say to those that say charity begins at home? Just this afternoon someone said to me, as a country we seem to have plenty of money to give away to these other parts, and here's us having the budget cuts back home.
I think you've a moral obligation to help elsewhere, whether it be at home or abroad. I think, unfortunately enough, I think I've got a reasonably good standard of living, and if I've got that, there's others who don't, so you've got to be prepared to give a lot of yourself to someone else.
As Graham says, although we have difficulties, economic problems in this country, we're still a relatively wealthy country, and most of us have fairly good standards of living. I think we can still afford to do as much as we can for people in foreign countries, but obviously there is pressure to work at home as well.
Yeah. And do you not sometimes feel a bit overwhelmed? There's so much to do. What can your little drop in the ocean achieve, you know? Do you feel that sometimes?
Yeah, I think if we all felt that, we would do nothing, though. I think it's better to do what we can.
Many a Michael, Max and Muckle.
Say that again. I like the saying in Jamaica, if you can't do everything, do something.
Yes,
that's very good. Mm-hmm. If we all do a little part, it's bound to make some good.
Well, here's from the album Songs of Inspiration. A change is gonna come. It's a long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come.
Just like that river I'm ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know change is gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know change is gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. And I go to my brother, I say, hey, brother, help me bleed, yeah. But he winds up knocking me, yeah. Back down on my knees. Oh, there were times that I thought I wouldn't last. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know change is gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me.
So, I'm interviewing the local Christian Aid Committee, and recently they've been engaged in a very special Christian Aid project. So, would you like to tell us how you've been getting on with that?
Well, this really goes back quite a wee while. Very early in 2010, a group of churches and local organisations got together and decided to collaborate in fundraising for a Christian Aid project called Manarela Plus in the Theatre for Change. This project's based in Malawi, and it deals with HIV/AIDS education. Now, we called ourselves the North Ayrshire Christian Aid Church Partnership, which is a rather grand title. The project itself is a very important one, and it's so far the Christian Aid have received £367,000 from the Scottish Government to fund this particular project, partly as a result of money that we've raised and other churches and organisations. Theatre for a Change is based in Lilongwe in Malawi, and it uses drama to educate trainee teachers and marginalised people living in communities about HIV/AIDS. It does it, as I say, through drama and to try and heighten awareness and so on and give people the ability to bring about practical and positive changes in their own lives. Now, locally, the churches and organisations who agreed to pursue this at our meeting in early 2010 were as follows. From Kilwinning, we have the old church, probably still better known to most people as the Abbey. From Stevenson, we have Our Dear Livingston in the High Kirk. From Adrossan, we have Park Church, the EU Congregational Church, and St Andrew's Episcopal. And from Saltcoats, we have St Cuthbert's, St Mary's, North Parish, and New Trinity. We're also delighted, of course, to include in our number Adelaide College and South Beach House. Now, our target was a simple one, but a wee bit daunting at the time. We had to raise a minimum of £5,000 by June 2011. If we were successful, the Scottish Government would add £9 for every pound we raised, meaning that £5,000 would in fact be worth £50,000. I'm delighted to say that up to this point, this date today, we have managed to raise £15,000, creating a total, including the contribution from the Scottish Government, of £150,000.
Wow, well done.
The response has been fantastic. I can go on, I could describe how that some of the money's been raised. I'm not going to include every possible way, there are too many, but a lot of it's been from donations from individuals and organisations within these churches and organisations and the local community. Coffee mornings, various lunches, a ceilidh and a dance, a bookstall, a quiz, collections from various organisations, and as I say, and I've even been told that one of the Stevenson churches had a system where the people had to pay fines if they lost their temper. So some of the money came from that. One of the most successful and perhaps surprising ways in which, and simple ways in which we raise money, is through Smarty Tubes. We give people a tube of Smarties and they eat the Smarties, which appeals to the Scottish sweet tooth, and gives it back full of 20p's. That's been a phenomenal money raiser.
How much did you raise from Smarties?
Close on £2,300, which is it's hard to believe.
£2,300,
close to £2,300 in that, from that.
Wow, well done.
So we've been supporting this educational programme. We're winding down a bit now with this, but we still have a bit of time to go with it. I have to say that it was really Reverend Noble who first noticed this project in a magazine and brought it to our attention. And he's always been confident that we're going to achieve this target. I mean, he was the only one at one point, but we have far exceeded it. And I think it shows what Christians can do when they work together. And I think it has to be said, it's a tremendous tribute to the generosity of local people in difficult economic times. And it really is. It's been a fantastic effort.
Yeah, so well done. What about the rest of you? What was your involvement in it? Were you?
People's generosity meant we didn't really need to do terribly much, some of us.
Yeah, the hard work is the givers, eh? And most of the churches in the area got involved, didn't they?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Most. Yeah. To varying degrees. Some churches have been able to do more than others, that's just the way it is, but the response has been stunning.
And really the best way of raising money out of all your different ways was what? Was the highest
the
score?
The bookstall. Individually, the bookstall, which operates in Duckhead Street in a Saturday, is probably the most successful. It made about £2,900. But donations are a big factor as well.
Out of all books, you got £3,000?
Close on £3,000.
Wow. It's a lot of books at 50 pence each.
It's a lot of books. But I mean, I have to say, The books up came from a whole series of different churches and so on. We were really, people were very generous with the books, and good ones too, which made a difference. And people, of course, bought them, which helps. That's been a big
one of the most enjoyable nights that we had was when Graham and his wife organised the ceilidh in the Ardrossan Civic Centre. And we were very, very pleased to have a visit from Wendy Young, who is really our contact in Christian Aid. She came down and she brought with her a gentleman who is part of the project in Malawi. His name was Howard. That's as much as I know. His name was Howard, but it was very interesting to listen to him speaking about how much the project is helping and the various aspects that he's involved in, actually, from a day-to-day basis. And he was just thrilled to see us enjoying ourselves, but also raising awareness of the project and raising money for it. And he just couldn't believe that we had achieved, and it was just a lovely night.
What I find amazing is the Scottish Parliament's contribution. You raise 15,000, they make it 150,000.
Yep.
How can they afford that?
That's about to make a difference.
Don't ask.
I think they have a certain amount of money allocated for this type of work. But another aspect of the ceilidh, which Mary mentioned, was that Graham got a chance to wear his kilt, which was always a plus.
Very good.
It was his birthday as well.
Oh, that's right.
So anyway, on behalf of the people of Malawi, we're very grateful to the local committee and the Scottish Parliament. So it's £150,000 now that goes to help with HIV AIDS work in Malawi. So here's another song to remind us that the money was raised to help a needy, a hungry, a thirsty world. I Need a Drink of Water by Jules Graves.
Our children's children's children are gonna need some water to drink. We take the water for granted, but stop a minute and think, stop a minute and think. Can't you just hear the voices of our great-great-grandsons and daughters raising their hands to their ancestors, saying, I need a drink of water. I need a drink of water. Yeah.
I need a drink of water. I need a drink of water. Do you have some clean water for me? I need a drink of water. I need a drink of water. Do you have some clean water for me?
I saw a third world woman giving her baby a Coke. This is no lie, my friends, this is no joke. They say that Coca-Cola is the real thing, but I just want some water. I need a drink of water. I just want some water that's clean.
I need a drink of water. I need a drink of water. Do you have some clean water for me? I need a drink of water. I need a drink of water. Do you have some clean water for me?
Yeah.
I need a drink of water. I need a drink of water. Do you have some clean water for me? I need a drink of water. I need a drink of water. Do you have some clean water for me?
Now I don't want no chlorine, no pesticides, no fluoride, you know what I mean. I just want some water that's clean. I just want some water. We all need water. I just want some water that's clean. Here we go.
I need a drink of water. I need a drink of water. Do you have some clean water for me? I need a drink of water. I need a drink of water. Do you have some clean water for me?
Yeah.
I need a drink of water. I need a drink of water. Do you have some clean water for me? I need a drink of water. I need a drink of water. Do you have some clean water for me?
Our children's children are gonna need some water to drink. We take the water for granted, but stop a minute and think. Stop a minute and think.
I need a drink of water. I need a drink of water. Do you have some clean water for me? I need a drink of water.
Thinking about needing a drink of water there, did you know that 1,000 million people, that's one in every six people on planet Earth, has to live with infected water? And this causes three quarters of the world's infections. In fact, it's the number one killer of children. It's an interesting thought that the average Kenyan uses 4 litres of water a day. I mean, we're recommended to drink about 2.5 litres a day. But if the average Kenyan's using 4 litres, that's to wash as well as drink, the average UK citizen uses 135 litres of water a day. And in America, the average American uses 680 litres of water a day. There are some amazing statistics about the state of our world, and it's into this world that Christians try to make a difference. And in 1945, Christian Aid was set up. So let's think a wee bit for a moment about the state of the world and Christian Aid generally, apart from your special project. So tell us a bit more about Christian Aid.
Well, it works in 50 different countries that we know of. It brings emergency relief and it tries to help with long-term food and water projects. As you've said, so many people have shortage of water or they haven't got access to clean water. It tries to help people to help themselves, educating them in farming and different ways to have a better life. It also promotes the fair trade symbol as well. For fair trade symbols in so many different things now. It's in foods, flowers, cotton,
coffee,
practically everything. I mean, the supermarkets, at one time you had to really search for the fair trade symbol. Now there's a lot of fair trade symbols. You can see it in so many things. So that's a way that we can help, just by changing how we shop.
Just because it's advertised more, people are more likely to buy them.
I think people have gone into supermarkets and said, why are you not stocking fair trade when there are fair trade available, and I think
what's the advantage of fair trade bananas, say?
Well, as far as I can understand it, anything with a fair trade symbol means that the provider, the grower or the producer of it is paid a fair wage and therefore has a better standard of living and able to educate their children or to just feed the family. And I think that's the same whether it's coffee or whether it's cotton or whether it's flowers that are grown or fruit in the supermarket.
It's trying to pay a fair price.
Yes.
I think it's also true. I mean, Christian has put a lot of emphasis now on education, educating people in this country and other wealthy countries, and educating politicians, because they realise that politicians, in many cases, can do so much more than we can, and they do try to get the message across and put pressure on, and they're very active, publicity wise, and so on.
So anyway, as Christians, we have a Christian imperative to try and improve the world around us. So here's a song from our local Christian group, St. Mary's Guitar Group in Saltcoats, singing "Let Us Build the City of God."
Awake from your slumber, arise from your sleep.
So, what do you think people can do to change the world a little bit? What would you say?
Well, locally they can respond when if they receive an envelope through the door, or they see someone shaking a can in Christian Aid Saturday. They can gift aid, if they can, any donations that they make. Saturday in May and June, the bookstall will be at the corner of Dockhead Street. If they want to come and buy some books for their summer holidays, that all money all goes to Christian Aid. And obviously all this money will be going to Christian Aid Week this year.
Another thing they can do, sorry John, at Christmas time is to think, instead, if you know someone who doesn't need any, someone who has everything, you can buy them a present aid from the Christian Aid catalogue. So you can buy them a goat or chickens.
Can you explain the goat a bit? Why should I give my dad a goat?
Give an orphan child a goat. The goat produces manure, the child grows more in crops to eat and sell, and the child doesn't go hungry. The goat produces more goats, and the child sells a goat to pay for school, and the child keeps a goat, and then the child gives back the goat.
No kidding. Graham, what would you say?
You could involve yourself in a sponsored event, run a marathon, a cycle ride, could maybe run a quiz, or anything that would raise money, however little or however much is even better. there's many ways you can raise cash, simple ways.
Right, well, thank you very much for coming into the studio tonight. We appreciate all that you've been doing. I'm sure the folk who have been benefiting from the monies raised will be also thanking you. We do it really because we love God and we love our neighbours. Our neighbours being in Malawi or wherever they are.
Mm-hmm.
But love constrains us and the needs of others constrains us to do it, surely. So all you listening to this programme, if you've been enthused by our volunteers, you go out and do likewise. So thanks very much to John and Mary Stewart, Roseanne McLean and Graham Sutherland, and may God bless all your future work together in Christian Aid. So I'll leave you now with Anthem Avenue, I Will Speak Out for Those Who Have No Voices. Bye for now.